During the time that St. Francis dwelt in the city of Agobio, there appeared in the territory of Agobio a very great wolf, terrible and fierce, the which not only devoured animals, but also men and women, so that all the citizens stood in great fear, because oft times he came nigh unto the city, and all men went armed when they went forth from the city, as if they were going to battle, and therewithal they were not able to defend themselves from him, when haply any man encountered him alone. And for dread of this wolf, things came to such a pass that no one dared to leave the city. Wherefore St. Francis, having compassion on the men of the city, was minded to go forth to meet this wolf, albeit the citizens altogether counseled him not to do so. And making the sign of the cross, he went forth from the city with his companions, putting all his trust in God. And because the others feared to go farther, St. Francis alone took the road toward the place where the wolf was. And lo, while many citizens who had come out to behold this miracle were looking on, the said wolf made at St. Francis with open mouth, whereupon St. Francis advanced towards him, and making over him the sign of the Most Holy Cross, called him unto him, and spake to him after this manner. Come hither, Friar Wolf. I command thee in Christ's name that thou do no harm to me nor to any other. Oh, marvelous thing! Scarcely had St. Francis made the sign of the cross than the terrible wolf instantly closed his mouth and stayed his running, and in obedience to that command came, gentle as a lamb, and laid himself down at the feet of St. Francis. Then St. Francis spake unto him thus, Friar Wolf, thou dost much damage in these parts, and thou hast committed great crimes, destroying and slaying the creatures of God without his license. And not only hast thou slain and devoured beasts, but thou hast also had the hardihood to slay men made in the image of God, for the which cause thou dost merit the gallows as a thief and most iniquitous murderer. And all men cry out against thee and complain, and all this city is thine enemy. But I desire, Friar Wolf, to make peace between thee and them, to the end that thou mayest no more offend them, and that they may forgive thee all thy past offences, and neither men nor dogs may pursue thee any more. At these words, the wolf, by movements of his body and tail and eyes, and by bowing his head, showed that he accepted that which St. Francis said, and was minded to observe the same. Thereupon St. Francis spake unto him again, saying, Friar Wolf, inasmuch as it seemeth good unto thee to make and keep this peace, I promise thee that so long as thou shalt live, I will cause thy food to be given thee continually by the men of this city, so that thou shalt no more suffer hunger. For I know full well that whatever of evil thou hast done it through hunger. But seeing that I beg for thee this grace, I desire, Friar Wolf, that thou shouldst promise me that never from henceforward wilt thou injure any human being or any animal. Dost thou promise me this? And the wolf, by bowing his head, gave evident token that he promised it. And St. Francis said, Friar Wolf, I desire that thou swear me fealty touching this promise, to the end that I may trust thee utterly. Then St. Francis held forth his hand to receive his fealty, and the wolf lifted up his right forefoot and put it with friendly confidence in the hand of St. Francis, giving thereby such token of fealty as he was able. Thereupon St. Francis said, Friar Wolf, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come now with me, nothing doubting, and let us go and establish this peace in the name of God. And the wolf went with him obediently like a gentle lamb. Wherefore the citizens, beholding the same, marveled greatly. And anon the fame thereof was noised abroad through all the city, and all the people, men and women, great and small, young and old, thronged to the piazza to see the wolf with St. Francis. And when all the folk were gathered together, St. Francis rose up to preach unto them, saying, among other things, how by reason of sin God permits such pestilences. And far more perilous is the fire of hell, the which must forever torment the damned, than is the fury of a wolf which can kill only the body. How much then are the jaws of hell to be feared when the jaws of a little beast can hold so great a multitude in fear? All the people were fulfilled with so great joy and wonder, alike for devotion toward the saint and for the strangeness of the miracle, and for the peace with the wolf, that they all began to shout to heaven, praising and blessing God who had sent them St. Francis, who by his merits had freed them from the jaws of the cruel beast. And thereafter, the said wolf lived 2 years in Agobbio, and entered familiarly into the houses, going from door to door, neither doing injury to anyone nor receiving any. And he was courteously nourished by the people. And as he thus went through the town and through the houses, never did any dog bark after him. Finally, after 2 years, Friar Wolf died of old age, whereat the citizens lamented much, because as long as they saw him going so gently through their city, they recalled the better the virtue and sanctity of St. Francis.